We're back. Texans 360 rolling right along. Drew and John. John, you know, the Texans, if you listen to the mock drafts, are taking a wide receiver. No ifs, no ands, no buts. We know that's not necessarily the case, right. But we've been at the Baylor Pro Day. We saw the Bears, Corey Coleman. Notre Dame's Will Fuller, he's been mocked to the Texans. What do you think about the idea of Houston taking a wideout? Makes a lot of sense.
It does, as long as it's a guy that has that kind of speed,
yeah,
or the ability to play inside in the slot position. Now, Cecil Shorts does come back, and Cecil did, I thought, a pretty solid job when he was healthy playing in the slot. So I don't think that's as important. But what is really, truly important for this team, Drew, for this offense, is speed down the field. And with Corey Coleman and Will Fuller, you get that in spades. Yeah. Both of them ran in the 4-3 range. Corey ran that at his pro day. Will Fuller ran that at the combine. Now, both of them come with flaws in some sense. At Baylor, Corey Coleman didn't run the full route tree. He didn't go across the middle a whole lot. Right. He was a guy that won outside the numbers. But he can fly. And he's got a nearly 41-inch vertical jump, so he can go up and get it, kind of like DeAndre Hopkins can. But he's got that speed. Yeah. He doesn't have the size. I mean, he's shorter than both.
Plays bigger than his size, but exactly right. he does not have the measurables that you look for sometimes.
When you stood next to him at Baylor Pro Day, I was struck by how much taller you were than he was.
Well, I'm a big strapping mountain man, though. So
you are. Don't flex for the camera. That could get a little scary. But then you got Will Fuller, a guy that I thought in 2014 was a screen, catch, and run sort of receiver. Well, in 2015, he broke out. He made a lot of plays deep down the field. It started in the Virginia game where he had game-winning catch there from DeShone Kizer. He started showing those things, and I don't think he's got the greatest hands in the world, but he's a 4-3 guy that can go up and get it. So either one of those guys, to me, I think fits because the speed matches what this team is looking for. It's something they haven't had in a long time at that position. So you've got DeAndre Hopkins and Jalen Strong and Cecil Shorts, and all of a sudden you got a flyer that can get down the field like one of those two. Man, an offense has got a lot of layers to it.
You know, when you and I chew the fat around the water cooler here at the Texans offices, you always bring up a name, Sterling Shepard from Oklahoma. Maybe not in the first round, but a guy that would look nice in a Texans uniform. Give us the lowdown on Sterling Shepard.
I love Sterling Shepard. The guy is a legacy at Oklahoma. His dad passed away when he was young, and the Oklahoma Sooners took him in. And it's a great story, but he's a whale football player. He's 5'10", 190. Played a lot in the slot, played outside, played inside, outside at Oklahoma. He's got return ability. But the one thing you like, when he's targeted, he catches the football. And he can win in a lot of different areas on the field. At the Senior Bowl, he made everybody miss. When he got in his inside routes, there were safeties that couldn't stay with him. When he was on his outside routes, corners couldn't stay with him. I love his versatility. I think he would fit very well. When you think about the offenses that Bill O'Brien ran in the past, be it at New England or Penn State, he always had an inside guy, whether it was Wes Welker. That was mainly his guy there. If you could see Sterling Shepard in a Wes Welker sort of role, man, that guy could catch 85 passes and then help you in the return game as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a guy who has a lot to say about this in 2016 is a guy you took in 2015 in Jalen Strong. What do we hear over and over and over? The second year for the wideouts is really when you see all that growth. He's been active this offseason in Arizona training. What do you see with Jalen Strong and how he impacts what the Texans do in the draft?
Well, I think we started to see it in that Colts game in December when he made that toe-tap catch on the sideline before the end of the half that led to a field goal. And then, of course, he got the touchdown. What I liked about the touchdown was when he got the ball and he turned up the field, he hit the jets. That was a lot faster than we've seen Jalen Strong prior to that. I think the progress over the last part of the year is going to help give him momentum going into 2016. But if you think of a receiving core with DeAndre Hopkins and Jalen Strong, guys that can win 50-50 contested balls all the time, and then you throw in a jet like a Will Fuller or a Corey Coleman or even a Sterling Shepard combined with Cecil Shorts, and then maybe a tight end option, Ryan Griffin, C.J. Fedorowicz, or maybe someone they draft or sign, all of a sudden, your passing game has got a bunch of layers. Not to mention, you got a 4-4 guy in the backfield, Lamar Miller. You got a lot of ways that you can hurt teams. But a lot of it is predicated on the growth of Jalen Strong. I think he makes those steps. It'll still be rocky. It's only his second year. But I think we're going to start to see that in 2016.
Why can't it be September? I just want to see all this put to fruition and put to work. You know, some guys who were putting in work earlier this week were some of the Texas A&M draft hopefuls. We went to College Station. Here's some sights and sounds from their pro day.